Hey, what's up, friends? I've got another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings. Okay, from my time at 107.3 WBBL. This one, early October 4th, 2016. I released them in the order that they happened way back then, a number of years ago, as I was trying to find my way on my own little old radio show on 107.3 WBBL. I release the full shows twice a week on my Patreon. But I like to give a little sample of them now for you to check out. And there you go. That is how we do it with the Lost Zane Recordings. This free view of that right now. The full show available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Please check it out if you want the full show. Okay, enjoy this free view.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show. Show number 121 is underway for Tuesday, 4th of October.
One, three, WBBL.
Not bad. High up around 71. We'll see some clouds, see some sun at 55 right now. And then a little warmer as the week goes on, but then an increasing chance of rain. Julius is here. Good morning, Julius.
Good morning.
Tyler Doan is here. Good morning, Tyler Doan.
Good morning.
All right. So, it's like a normal temperature in here today, and that is, it's so unbelievably refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
It got over 80 degrees in here yesterday, and we were just sweating, just soaking in it. And I think all we had to do was shut it down for like a few minutes and then turn it back on again.
Yeah, that's all I did.
And it
worked, I guess. It's working now.
Well, I mentioned that to our chief engineer, Dave Grant, one of the best in the business. And he says, I still got to have it. Somebody take a look at it, though.
Ugh. You know what that means?
He said it could die.
Well, you know what that means, though.
No.
While they're looking at it, it's going to be shut down.
I don't want to be here for that.
Neither do I. We'll just do a best of. Screw it. Run it.
When I heard the story.
Don't get the Mueller treatment.
Yeah, when I heard the story that one time when it was a very warm summer day and the air conditioning crapped out and Bill showed up here to do the huge show. And then he said, Mueller, I can't handle it. We're going to have the remote equipment set up at Brands. I'll meet you there. And so the remote equipment is sent over. Bill shows up, sets up a live broadcast from Brands on Leonard. And Mueller, you stay here in the studio and hold down the fort. It was on that day that Brett Mueller decided he was getting out of radio. I don't know how long ago that actually was. It probably doesn't line up. Has anybody heard from Mueller? Has anybody?
I haven't heard, but that was about 2 years ago, I think.
Has Mueller done the, I'm out of radio, and then he's never heard from again? One of those things?
I've barely even seen him post anything on Facebook, to be honest.
Yeah, it's always something when people that you don't expect to get out of radio get out of radio.
I think he retweeted Hunter Mahan on Twitter one time.
What is that?
As a golfer. The Ryder Cup win,
yeah.
He retweeted it. But that's about all I've heard from Brett Mueller.
Well, at least you saw that.
Yeah, he's alive.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Unless he was hacked.
So his wife has commandeered his Twitter.
Did you... Now, this story can probably be told now. During this summer, there was a harrowing incident involving Mueller. And what had happened...
It was?
Yeah,
do I know about it?
I think so.
Well, what's your definition of harrowing? It could be something...
Well, let's put it this way. He was panicked, and emergency rescue crews were called onto the scene, the fire department, and an ambulance.
No, they weren't. What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you. We had a...
Here?
We were at Whitecaps. We were at Fifth Third Ballpark.
Okay.
And so most of the staff, except Julius, were at...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're at the ballpark for, like, a corporate outing. And we had, hamburgers and hot dogs out in the outfield and then watched the baseball game. And then right about the time that everybody was heading out, you know how, like, on the tabletops... At Fifth Third Ballpark, they have it's metal on the tabletop and where you sit,
right?
And it's a lattice, so it's like there's openings, it's like little holes.
Uh huh.
Brett's.
Don't try to stick something in there.
You're getting warmer. It wasn't Don. Brett's kid stuck his fingers in the holes. And so this is, I think he's like four. I don't know the kid's age.
That's a really cheap way to get a new bench.
Well, and then he tried to pull them out, and they wouldn't come out. And so the kid's like looking around. No one knows this. And he's like, uh-oh.
Mr. Zane.
He pulls again. Nothing. And then he starts to panic, and is because he's pulling on it, the fingers swell a little. So they're not coming out.
Oh, no.
So he gets
upset. Get the lard.
He gets upset, and, you know, everybody shows, his dad, Brett, shows up. I think Brett's mom was there, and they cannot get them out.
So after they amputated the finger?
Well, so people started to panic. I think Brett lost his mind. I think there are only a handful of people in the world today who've seen Mueller show any emotion. So he's spinning out, and this took like extended time, mm-hmm. and they had to call like fire department in order to make this happen. And so I'm not even positive how they did it. I think it was olive oil, and somehow they had to
saute it.
No, I don't think they sauteed his fingers.
Oh,
I think it was they had to get him to calm down first to get the swelling to go down.
So and they then slapped him.
They're like, no. I think they were icing the finger through the. I mean, it was really in an awkward position to be in.
Was Mickey Graham there? Because that would make my day. Was he in charge of this operation?
Mickey had to have been there. And
because there's like Mueller's a very calm dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mickey Graham is like he might be even calmer. Like he's the guy I want there. If I ever stick my finger somewhere, wait a second.
Mickey's like ease it in, easy.
Like. He'll be like, all right, well, he's level-headed. He's like,
what's your safe word?
He's like Dave Grant, very like level-headed. He's not going to freak out. Or I would not want you anywhere near that situation. I want you as far the hell away.
Talking about me?
Yes.
Yeah, because I would.
You would start freaking out.
I would.
And freak everybody else out.
So Mueller's stomping around crazy, and I guess his mom was really upset, Brett's mom. And
she's German, right?
Yeah, and so she's probably saying something in German and yelling and screaming. And I think it was Brett's mom. It might have been his mother-in-law. I'm not sure.
Mother would be funnier.
And they, you know, cooler heads prevailed. They were able to calm the child down, and then they were able to free him. But it took like 90 minutes to get this.
This is at the end of the game, right?
Well, we were going to, I guess he's leaving like the fifth or sixth inning. Well, then the game ended and they're shutting the lights out and Mueller's kid still got his fingers jammed in the table.
You should have brought the mascot Crash out. He could have helped. Really calm nerves.
They may have. They may have done anything they could to calm the kid down because he had to relax in order to get the swelling to disappear.
Hey, little buddy, you want me to sit on you?
He ends up tripping, hits the hand, fingers break, then they come right out. Ah! So he ended up being okay, thank God. I mean, he's not still there. They eventually did get them out. Thank God. So there's clowns everywhere. This clown story is really starting to take hold now in West Michigan, and it's been traveling kind of like...
I think it started in Wisconsin and like made its way around the country, eventually coming here.
Yeah, and we've kind of just been waiting for this to happen, and now it is.
Yes.
This
clown thing is out of control.
Yesterday, it was South Haven was in the news, and I think it still is. And now it's headed up to Muskegon.
That was Holland, I think, wasn't it?
I had a South Haven story where there was a warning, and then I had a Muskegon story that it was a warning. I had a real clown out of Holland. Who is speaking out. I'm going to try to get him on the radio. Talk to that guy. If not, we have a report from ZZM actually interviewing him about how the struggle is real for clowns.
I mean, the struggle is well real before all of this happened. Let's just be honest. Called him a clown mime, and then he started talking. It kind of took me back.
Well, he had to explain what how it affects his livelihood.
I thought ZZM was doing a bit, and they were just going to have some guy stand there miming the whole time. Apparently not.
Am I a bad person for finding mimes entertaining?
Yes.
I like mimes. I think they're funny. I think when they can convey a joke without speaking, I can't even convey a joke when I am speaking. They somehow can do it without. I appreciate the art form of the mime.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. That's snark tone. You heard it. Oh, yeah.
You know those mimes that, like the robot mimes? Like the street performing robot mimes?
Yes.
Who like have like silver face?
Oh, the ones that you think are a statue?
Yeah. That's fun.
Is that a mime? I don't think that's a mime.
Well, then they start like moving a little bit.
Right. Mime is...
I'm more impressed with them.
Well, they are pretty neat. I don't think that qualifies as mime or... I don't think mime qualifies as clown. I think mime is mime. But you can combine clowning and miming. This is ridiculous conversation
so
is what
stupid.
This is.
No, I don't care about mimes.
But now these clowns that are just freaking people out are basically just people wearing evil clown masks standing around.
It's basically the Dark Knight. That's what I'm hoping for.
And, well, now all you have to do is have this type of specter looming in a community and then one wise ass to say something sideways to any school. And it's going to cause trouble. And it is right now.
They outlaw clowns? How fun would that be?
So, now, it's freaking a lot of people out. Rachel from Hot FM, she just, you know, she came walking into the radio station today and was just losing her S over these things. Freaking out.
How many of these clowns have actually done something bad? I know there's the ones that, like, robbed the store, but the clowns
that was
that
in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, right. But the clowns that are just standing there, have they done anything, or are they just creepy? I'm not following.
I don't know. I think just creepy, but I think when they throw in on social media a threat, then, you know, it has to be taken seriously in this day and age. Right. Because all you need is some kook who wants to shoot up a school, and he's going to throw on a clown mask to do it. Then, you know, it makes it even more of a crazy-ass thing. So we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But in the 7 o'clock hour, there's something we have to do. First of all, I have to tell you about... I don't really pull pranks on people. I did yesterday.
Was it Gimmel?
I did not pull a prank on Gimmel. I pulled a prank on somebody here at the radio station. The brand new operations manager on her first day. She's been in the job for 10 minutes, and I pranked her. And it was a circumstance that happened at the spur of the moment, an ideal setting, and I pulled it off perfectly. It worked completely.
I'll be the judge of that.
No doubt.
So she already hates us. That's fun.
Well, she didn't seem. Well, she didn't.
Good.
She would
Good.
Have to be lying.
I haven't even met her. She already hates us. Good.
She would have to be lying because she seemed to find it hilarious. And
for sure.
When you hear it, I think, in fact, I did it. She laughed. I don't
know. What kind of laugh was it? Like, you're the funny guy, aren't you? Or was it actual laugh?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have as much of a read on her as someone who knows her. I don't know her at all. I spoke with her for 10 minutes yesterday, and I had spoken with her like a week ago, too. So that's it. And then
So I have to go meet her and apologize for you. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that there's no apology necessary. Maybe at some point, if she gets in here at an appropriate time, we can get her in here to find out what she was thinking.
Hey, don't take shots at the new boss.
That's
my God.
It's definitely not a shot at the new boss.
Saying, hopefully she gets here at an appropriate time. Jeez,
well, I mean, that we're on the air. That isn't what I meant. You're making it worse.
She definitely hates us now.
She'll be in like sometime before we get off the air. We could have her come in here and explain it. But I told her that we're going to talk about this. And in fact, in an hour...
Oh, she'll set her alarm for that.
In an hour, I want to tell you about the prank. And I want to know if anyone in the audience have about your workplace pranks that you've pulled on people in the workplace. So what I'm telling you is we'll need people to call in with pranks that you've pulled at work. Have you ever done this? Pranking anybody?
No, because I'm mature.
You are not mature.
Mature-ish.
So in an hour, I'll need you to call at 800-785-1073. Be thinking of pranks you've pulled on someone at work.
How have you gotten fired? 1-800-785-1073.
You may have. I don't think I'm going to get fired for this. In fact, I went down and told Cartwright, our general manager. I mean, there, you can get no higher in this building. And he went, ha, 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 good one.
It was just amusing.
You think he was just
I'll see.
Humoring me?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we'll see. I don't know what this...
Yeah, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this, you bastard? Why don't you just give me, for 50 minutes or so, 55 minutes, just benefit of the doubt and hold out hope until I actually tell you what's happening.
Okay.
Just do that.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking.
Absolutely.
You're such an Esther. My God, you're the biggest troublemaker in the industry. You're everything that's wrong with this job.
Absolutely.
In the next segment, Pellerito's got a couple things stockpiled he wants to drop on us, including Eric Zane's word scrambles, a new collection of things that I've said that I've botched on the air because I just talk way too fast. And yesterday we had the Hillary Clinton cough, Donald Trump sniff montage song set to music. We Will Rock You. Was that yesterday?
Yes.
Or was that Friday?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday. You asked me on the air. Who takes the time to do these? And I said, well, I used to do this sort of stuff, but then I got tired of it, so now I make Pellerito do it. He heard that, and he did it. He did another one. So some homemade cough montage, sniff montage with Mike Pellerito and his Eric Zane word scrambles. We'll drop those next. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, it's the clown-only show, the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want to add more to your podcast listening, more than just my free podcast, you know, if there's just still plenty more time in your workday that you need to take care of, well, sign up for the Patreon, at least for 1 month. Try it out and see if it's good for you. Not only do you get the Lost Zane recordings, you get the daily Patreon bonus podcast, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, the Insane Asylum, and Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. Okay, there you go. Check it out for just $5. If you like it, you can convert it to a yearly and save 10%. Or if you really want to be a super fan, go $10 a month and pay for a yearly that way too. And I'll still save you 10%. That gets you all the audio, all the video, and all the live streams. All there for you. Thanks again for the time, though, no matter what you decide. And we'll talk to you later on. Bye-bye.